course, photography is a visual medium. We're supposed to look at photographs. But every once in a while, there's a photograph that we can hear almost as well as we can see. And that's the case with this. The singing voices caught with mouths open, the beer in motion with the music and whatnot. You can just hear the rowdy scene that's happening in this pub. That's part of what makes this photograph work, in my opinion, is that it includes more than a single sense. Every time I've found a photograph that does so, I find it more compelling, at least a little bit compelling, but clearly more compelling than it would be if that extrasensory aspect of the visual product, the visual photograph, were removed. I've always tended to think of it this way. There are five primary senses that we have. Eyes are one organ of sense, but the other four, if left completely untapped, diminish whatever it is that we're creating. So what can we do in our photographs to add a sense of noise to the photograph, a sense of touch to the photograph? More difficult, taste, and, of course, smell. It's very difficult to get these things involved in our photograph, but when we can, I think they're more compelling. This is one of the reasons why I've always thought that movies and film as an art medium is so captivating and so successful in pulling people in, because they deal with more than one sense, both the audible and the visual, and they have an advantage that we don't have. But we can still do it, as Hearn successfully demonstrates here. It's well worth trying to do, at least, every time we can.